And I'm over it. You know, I'm not going to spend more time enabling a guy who I'm convinced would knowingly go on a lunch date with Squeaky Fromm. Fucking, I can fix it. You can't even change a tire. And fat lot of good you did your last girlfriend who broke into a CVS because she thought they did lab testing on rabbits in the back of the pharmacy. Which is basically how 28 Days Later starts. But I won't get into that because screeching mouth, breathing, festering hobgoblins are already widely synonymous among your list of exes without me making a separate analogy. You are the patron saint of bad dating choices. Your existence, there's Dr. Phil, an everlasting boner. If Eileen Wuornos asked for a ride, she'd give you directions to the nearest mental institution and a consoling pat on the back. Why would a man with a history of picking women who steal medication from his grandmother think that the crying e-girl he met on her way to a pet play convention seemed like the best possible option to bring to his sister's wedding? Because both situations involved her wearing a collar and trying to fuck someone in the nearest bathroom. And the second time, it wasn't even you! You claim you don't have a type, but it regularly holds you at mirror shard point while demanding to know while you're cheating with the elderly neighbor. Just take some stock of your reality and realize the fact that you're not floating down the river in a series of garbage bags is a miraculous gift that you routinely attempt to black elephant. So yes, you know what? Yes, you are uninvited from the Christmas party because I don't want to serve punch to the newest tangible poltergeist that'll inevitably try to push you over the balcony come New Year's Eve. Right, but I can't put that in email. And that's another thing. Why does he only use email? Look, he's sweet. He's so sweet. Just also absolutely unhinged and steeped in this miasma of hot girls with a bad handle on their personality disorders. I will say, though, he makes the best fucking dip. Consistently. I know. What was the one he brought a couple years ago? To Marcy's birthday. I think it was Marcy's birthday. Which, yes. Oh my God. I have looked for that recipe online. I dream about that shit. Oh, it's making me hungry right now. Maybe I shouldn't have brushed my teeth. I could go for something cheesy. Oh, ew. I mean, no, that was sweet. Thank you. But never say that again. Well, at least make it more refined. That was beginner level cheese. You really want to satisfy my craving? You got to go richer than that. Okay? I am not a Kraft singles kind of girl. I don't know. Give me something brie-ish. Or, fuck, you know what? Scratch that. Give me mozzarella. I'm gonna fucking kill you. You don't know your cheese. Red flag number one. I just told you I don't do Kraft and you decided, hey, well, why don't we take some squares of American, flop them down on a bun and fry that sucker in dog shit. If you call them that again, you're going to wake up without any teeth. No, I take that back. You'll still have the ones in the front for vanity's sake, but good luck chewing, dickhead. I'm going to earn my stripes? A tiger who earned my stripes? Red flag number two. Unoriginal. Number three, the presumption that I have this deep self-loathing about my stretch marks. First of all, you can barely even see them anyway. They're so close to my skin color. You have to really look. It's like a Where's Waldo, like trying to spot the Irishman with vitiligo. Also, I didn't earn them. I survived past puberty. That's great. I didn't give birth or, I don't know, lose 100 pounds. I think you can get them that way too, through weight loss or whatever. My hips came in fast as fucking lightning. But, oh, well, thank you. Hey, you'd like him less if you were the one in charge of finding clothes that fit. There's always a gap in the back of my pants. That was totally backdoor brag. See, you know me so well. You know what? I'll forgive your misstep because I know you to be a man of refined taste.
and also a trickster. I know you're just pulling my chain. I'm just upset. Okay, I'm mainly just upset because you didn't do the fuckboy face when you said it. And I think it really would have rounded out the whole thing. Oh, you can't do it now. I've given you the answer. It's cheating at this point. Ooh, I take it back. That'll get me every time. Okay, hit me again. Mozzarella this time. Ought to be easy. No, but you know what? But sometimes mozzarella just doesn't hit the spot. I think that tracks. I think you did a really good job. Good job. Excellent job. There are days when that would make daisies bloom in my heart, okay? The stars just aren't in alignment right now. Well, you can keep working on it. Done it before. I have fallen victim to your charms many, many times. Just usually when you don't try so hard. But I don't want to discourage the attempts either, because sometimes they pay off. What about mine then? Do I still give you butterflies? Baby, you know I want to make you feel pretty. I got so many. Mating colors to try. It in. Just pay no attention to my suffering. Why should that make a dent in your frivolity? It only feels like I got an interior chemical peel. Have you ever had mouthwash in your fucking brain? Have you? And it's been cinnamon flavored? How's that felt like to you? That was a coal of the stocking fucking move. You know that? You're gonna wake up with a black lung. Merry Christmas, Zoolander. I am. I'm injured. A war crime has been enacted upon me, and my insurance doesn't cover atrocities. So, oh. Thank you, soldier. How honorable. Finally. I love that hot and cold. It adds a layer of mystery. Very tantalizing. Oh, yeah. Of course you can carry me to the med bay, since you watch my head. Just whack me to the door frame. And then, dude, you almost gave me a fucking concussion. Oh, soldier. I had no idea you had such a caring side. Oh, this is what won you the war, I guess. Just an utter lack of humanity. You know what I'd love? If we did one of those weighted drops. Yeah, like where one person gets launched into space by the other person's sheer mass. It just sounds so fun. I don't think it'd work on a Tempur-Pedic, though. You almost killed me again! You are just on a roll tonight. I mean, honestly, I guess I can't really say that because you haven't had any real success rate. But You have caused grievous bodily harm. I love that you just assumed I'd be prepared for that. It's a consequence of rocketing skyward like a fucking cork. Well, you know, you'd be in charge of taking me to the hospital. I'm probably subjected to an uncomfortable line of questioning. And they take note of my concussion and possibly shattered bones because you're so powerful. And then when you finally manage to convince them it was an accident, they'll take a look at my smoldering nose and just turn back to you in silent anticipation. I tried to talk your way out of that one. You fiend. What do you think? What do you think the number one Christmas Day ER visit is for? I like to think it's Nutcracker related. You know how we talked about maybe going somewhere this year? Are you still up for that? Or we can just find a weekend. Pick a cute little Airbnb. You think that's too short notice? I'm not against going on the last weekend. Ring in the new year somewhere fun. Where would you most want to go? If you could choose anywhere to celebrate just the whole sparkly season. Oh fuck, stop. I want that so bad. Okay, that's definitely going on the official travel list. Oh my god. Oh, I am so horned up for that experience. I want that more than, like, a Christmas-themed seltzer, which, you know, I want in the pit of my soul. It just wouldn't be that hard. You have good flavor. You can do, like, a spiced pear or a, like, you know, it's not everything has to be summery. Plus, I'm still furious they discontinued Cinnamon Coke. Cinnamon is good when it's not shooting out of your nose, all right? That's... Oh, God, I don't know. Yours is going to be so hard to top. Well, probably somewhere in Europe. Eastern Europe, maybe? Or maybe if we want to keep it more home turfy, like Quebec. Although I don't want people making snooty comments whenever I open my mouth. I get that enough here. Anywhere with snow and pretty architecture. And Christmas markets. I gotta have a Christmas market. A winter castle with turrets and a big roaring fireplace. Oh, yeah. I want to feel like I can roast a goose in that thing. Oh. What do you think? Oh, are you interested in lounging about in a decadent great hall? A fur-lined robe? I could bring you a drink. Maybe something spiced or spiked. You'd be in first. I wouldn't have to be wearing anything. You're the king, after all. I'm at your beck and call. Do you want me in something? Maybe something to showcase my servitude.
I'm not opposed to a collar and chains. Or if you want to show the people your more humanitarian side, some silks would be nice. Have them tailored to fit me perfectly. Show off exactly what you want to see. Clinging to my breast. Should I simply come as Ali?
Either way, I'll have goosebumps. Is that pleasant, my lord? Do you desire my services? His pocket's actually really cold. I've been in pajamas all day. Didn't realize. Wait, is the heat even on? It's an honor to be gazed upon by you. I'm grateful for your touch, my lord. Violet's all the clothes I But I'd rather wrap myself in you. Oh, my job has always been to anticipate your needs. Oh, your highness has always enjoyed How have your tastes recently changed? Mm.
I love the feel of you through your fabrics. You overpower me so easily. Through such simple things. My body is yours, my lord. You do not need to ask. Yes. Please. Play with them. Suck them. Do whatever you wish. Never have I known the Lord as just as you. Yes, your tongue is so lovely. I live to service you, all of you, my lord, every inch. Shall I rise you? Please. I'm wet enough. Give me your hand. I'll show you.
Wait. This is a two-person job. Let me balance so you can take this off.
If you command it, shall I go slow? Oh.
job in the kingdom.
Oh, God. Oh, you feel me so... am I to your satisfaction? Should I go faster? I can always grip tighter. Oh, baby. Baby. Oh. Imagine how it sounded if we're in an actual throne room. Chris Drex would be amazing. What if we were in the dungeon?
That would be fun.
Why would we be down there? Bad. Are you saying I displease you, my lord? You wouldn't have me whipped, would you? Promise to do it yourself. Wait.
I know why.
I know why we're down there. Those visiting rulers. The ones you so graciously opened your home to. They said they were here to pay a simple visit. Possibly make some economical exchanges. Solidify alliances. But... Yes. They sought to overthrow you. Usurp your throne. Plant a puppet upon it instead. How fucking dare they? They feared your power. King Loki hasn't been seen for generations. Took them by surprise. Turned their blood to ice. Thinking of all the possibilities. Oh, you were a late bloomer.
But you got there.
And now the thought of falling under your kingdom's shadow has your neighbours quaking in their boots. I thought something might be amiss. Perhaps I was just being paranoid, but one of them had made his attractions very well known. So I thought I might flip back a little and see what he could tell me. I would have had a dagger in his back if you hadn't gotten to him first. Now here we are, visiting him and his fellow conspirators. No, I won't be seeing daylight for an awfully long time. Do you want to show them what else they'll be missing? Why have me on all fours? So they can see the face I make. And watch my tits swing as you thrust. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, there's a reason I choose to serve you. Because no one gets me. Throw them over your shoulders, please. Just take me. Empty yourself into me. Please. Please put it back. Please breed me. Breed me. Choose me. Just cut it so deep. Choke me, my lord, please, choke me. Please, 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 in front of them all. I want to scream your name. I'm going to get... Oh, God, God, yes, 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 thank you, thank you. Stop. Keep going on until I have everything. I want it all. Give me all of you. Oh. Thank you, my lord. Now's the part where I betray you. Steal the seed and flee the scene, as the saying goes.
I'm kidding. The Black Death gets us. But we're very happy until then.
I assume you make me your queen.
No! Next time? Then? Okay, I'll be the one usurping the throne. Fuck you. I gave you 5 sons. Do you know what even a single pregnancy does to a woman's body? I better be getting a medieval tummy tuck for my birthday. Oh, I don't know. They'll probably just take your gold and leave me to die on the operating slab. Seems like more of a birthday present for you, considering how little you care. It's so mean. She was so good to you. No, I won't hear it. Couldn't even give me the respect of a marriage. At least you're a good dad. Most sovereigns would say they're too busy to coach Little League.
So, what'd you think of my pitch?
Did I sell you on the idea? Because if not, I have others. There's a whole unique stays category on Airbnb. We could try igloos. Tree houses. One of those weird, like, domes, you know?
But there's a place you can fuck inside an aquarium.
No, like, in the water. Ew. I don't need any eels trying to find free real estate. It's like you're separated by glass. The dolphins can watch, but they can't join in, as much as I'm sure they would love to. I can't guarantee a dungeon, but definitely a luxurious bed and at least a couple fireplaces. Honestly, that is the main thing. That's like the most important part to me. I wonder if we can rent out the whole place. How much plasma do you think we can donate before next winter? Yeah. Well, you could always make an OnlyFans. Because you've got that raw sex appeal that makes people just reach for their wallets. You don't even have to take your clothes off, I bet. You could just put on a little puppet show or something, get really weird with it. It could be a novelty act. Well, I'd pay for it. So long as I get special privileges. That's one of the privileges. It's been a long day. I need a proper handful to revive myself. Don't be a hypocrite. Although, I guess if I'm paying you, then it doesn't really add to the budget. Just kind of keeps all our money in one place. There's so many places I want to go, though. And then I want to go with you. I do truly want to fuck you all over the world. Whenever I see a picture of a cool destination, I think, I wonder what sex would be like there. It gets me really excited to travel. I mean, outside of like nuclear hotspots or the heart of a forest fire. I guess the only places I wouldn't really want to fuck. Oh, God. Those. You know what I'm going to say, because I've said it a million times. Those fucking temples with the shithead monkeys in them. People, no, because people say they're cute and curious, exotic wonder. But you know what? First of all, they're not exotic if they live there. Also, those fuckers' sole purpose in life is just to commit as many hate crimes as they possibly can. And I'm not falling for it. Okay? Not again. And you know what? For once, fair. Because I wouldn't want to watch someone else bone in my home either. So, point to the monkeys. This time, your mayhem is justified. I mean, I don't know. If we're going to keep the ball rolling, I also, oh God, I don't enjoy the thought of doing it in Australia. I'm not a fan of the idea of smacking a huntsman off my tits in the middle of things. It's one of those once in a lifetime experiences I'd prefer to keep at a zero. And that's one of the tamer possibilities. Also the toilets, the water swirls backwards there. That's weird to me. You know what, though? I would love to see you fight a kangaroo. Does filming it count as helping? Because I feel like... No. For insurance purposes. And also, because I think that would be funny. It would be helpful later down the line. Just if I'm having a bad day, I can... put on the video. Stop tickling me. I'm gonna knee you in so many places. You're gonna deserve it. Stop. See, this is why you got into that fight. Because the kangaroo put his foot down and said, no, he's just more capable than I am. And that makes you a bully. Well, I guess there is risk no matter where we go. I mean, fuck, what if mid-thrust the castle gets swallowed by a sinkhole? I'm just trying to make myself feel better that I'm not holiday style fucking in a themed stay this year. You know, give me a break. Ultimately, it's fine. I'm gonna get gushy. Are you ready? I love Christmas the best when it's with you. So I don't care where we go. I mean, well, I care a little. I don't want there to be bed bugs or suspicious stains or weird smells or anything. And if we have to rely on overhead lighting, we're all fucked because I will rain down hell. I will nag that vacation into the ground. What kind of fucking freak doesn't just turn on a lamp? You need soft lighting options in every room. And everyone should know this, but they don't. And it makes me feel like I'm crazy. I know you know. I don't expect you to really remember my favorite food, but it would be very weird if you ever managed to forget this particular opinion. Nay, a fact. overheads can eat my fucking ass.
I really do. I'm gonna sit with you by the fireplace. I can give you like a massage and just make out and cuddle and watch something festive. I love you. I'm so glad I get to be with you. We can start looking at places. Maybe save up for a getaway next year or the year after. Until then, we can just, we can kick it here. And it's gonna be fun because I get to spend it with you anyway. So, thank you for making my very typical Christmas staycation worthwhile. But it's not all bad here. I feel like I'm sounding ungrateful. We got a good turf. Yeah. There's no place like home for the holidays.